Okay, so we are Psafim. I'm Kuf Gimel on the base, going to Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses the correct chasima for Havdalah. And there are, well, first actually, before we get to the chasima, first we'll talk about the text of Havdalah. So the Gemara has a number of possibilities in terms of how many distinctions, how many Havdalos we should make in Havdalah. So on the top of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba asks Rava, why did Rava mention four Havdalos, which is what we do? Yeah, sure. We have four Havdalos.
Okay, hold on a moment. Let me get my Gemara out. I can take my phone with me as we're talking, so okay. You can continue.
So Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, ben Or Lachoshech, ben Yisrael La'amim are three. And then ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Me'amah says the fourth one. So the Gemara says, why do you need four? Since you should have no less than three and no more than seven. Now the truth is, well, four is okay. It's not less than three and it's not more than seven. Rashbam says that the premise of the question is that either you should be mekatzer, in other words, if you're trying to do the minimum and get on with your day, so then do three. Or if your goal is to be ma'arich, it's better to say more havdalo, so then say seven. What's the logic of four? Tosos disagrees. Tosos thinks that's not a good enough question, but rather the pshat is that if it says it should be no less than three or no more than seven, so there must be some logic to three and there must be some logic to seven. The Gemara will later say the logic to seven. Seven reflects the seven Havdalos mentioned in the Torah. There's a logic to three, a logic to seven. So why would someone choose four? What's the logic behind four?
One way or the other.
Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says that actually the fourth Havdalah that we mentioned, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh, is not actually a Havdalah, but it's because you need Me'ena Chasima, Samach L'Chasima, since you're going to conclude with Hamadu and Kosh L'Chol. So before that, we have a Me'ena Chasima, which is Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh. So that explains our four.
Now, so why isn't that called a Havdalah? And it looks like a Havdalah.
It is a Havdalah, but it's not one of the Havdalahs. And the reason is because it's not mentioned in the Torah. Kodesh L'chol is in the Torah, or L'choshech, Yisrael Amim, are all in the Torah. Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh doesn't say anywhere. By Havdal Elokim, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh.
Oh, in other words, the Lashonos, which are official Havdalos, are when the Torah uses the word Havdalah and when making this contrast.
Right. The Gemara doesn't say that yet. We're going to get that later. But at this point, the Gemara is simply saying that these are three Havdalos plus a Me'en Chasima. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's the reason for Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh, then our Nusach in Atachon Antanu and Shmona Esrei is problematic. Why? Because in that case, there's no need. So why do we have it? In Atachon Antanu, we also have the same four Havdalos. Right? Atachon Antanu L'mada Torah Secha, V'tamil Sazchuk Tzonach, V'tamil Hashem Kodesh L'chol, Ben Or L'chol, Shech Ben Yisrael Amim, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh. So that is very problematic. So the truth is that the Ran says you shouldn't say that line. Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh should be omitted. The Abu Draham suggests that mitoch shetzarech l'omra b'havdala l'kos k'day l'omar me'en chasima samach l'chasima gam b'tfila lo tikna l'hasiro. In other words, they didn't get rid of it to prevent confusion, but really it's not a necessary line in tefillah.
I'd like to ask a question, if I may. One of the virtues of being the only student is that I'm more liberty to ask questions. Granted, the Torah doesn't mention officially with the Lashon of Havdalah, but the whole point of making Havdalah is to distinguish Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh. So that's the, it's an ikar of the idea, even though it may not have an official, you know, girsa in the Torah to that effect. So I find the question a bit puzzling. You know, why should we be talking about the Havdalah being Domashvi L'Sheish HaMaaseh? I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Well, we've already said HaMavdil being Kodesh L'Chol.
Yeah, but that's a generic thing. I mean,
well, as I said, the Gemara at this point doesn't object to that particular Havdalah. It just objects to the number four. In other words, it should be a number three, and we're saying number four isn't actually a Havdalah. This is really three Havdalos.
Okay.
So, all right. Now, when we say Havdalah, going from Shabbos into Yontif, so first of all, why do we say Havdalah for Shabbos going into Yontif and not, let's say, Yontif going into Shabbos? So, so the Rashbam explains, if you take a look at Dibur HaMaschil Aval, Avalo B'motze Yom Tov L'Shabbos, Da'farchus Yotze U'melech Nichnas, Ein Derech L'Lavos Arfarchus, Shakol Nimshachin Achar Melech. In other words, when the, if the Duke is leaving and the King is coming, you're not Melave the Duke, rather you welcome the Melech. So Yontif is a lower Kedusha than Shabbos, so therefore we have Havdalah from Shabbos going into Yontif, but not Yontif into Shabbos. Now, when we do say Havdalah from Shabbos going into Yontif, we say the following, and the Rishonim are bothered by these Havdalos. So if we just take a look at the Lashon over there, what do we say? Hamavdil bin Kol Shachol, bin Or L'Choshech, bin Yisrael Amim, bin Yom HaShvi L'Sheisha Simei Masa. So those are the four standard, though the fourth one doesn't seem to be important here. And then we continue, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, Le Kedusha Yom Tov Yivdalta, Ves Yom HaShvi Mishesh Yis Mea Masa Kidashta, Yivdalta V'Kidashta Es Amcha Yisrael Ben Kedusha Secha. So how many Havdalos are there and what purpose do they serve? So Tosfos, citing Rabbeinu Tam, says that these are actually seven Havdalos. As we said before, the Gemara indicates that you should either have three or seven. So this is seven. How do you count seven? Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'Chol is one, ben Or L'Choshech is two, ben Yisrael Amim is three, ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Me'amas is four, ben Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hivdalta is five, that's Havdalah ben Shabbos L'Yantif, Ves Yom HaShvi'i Mishesha Shime'amasa Kidashta, he actually understands as the Havdalah from Shabbos to Chol HaMoed, because we already mentioned the other one.
Oh.
And then that's all part of number five. Number six is Hivdalta V'Kidashta Amcha Yisrael B'Kedusha Secha, which he sees as two, the Havdalah between Kohanim and Leviim, and the Havdalah between Leviim and Yisraelim. The Rush
it's not because there are two verbs there, but it's talking about the three different stages within Klal Yisrael.
Right. That's two Havdalos. The Gemara makes that point explicitly a little bit later, in a different context. Okay. That's what Rabbeinu Tam assumes. The Rush also says this idea that there are seven Havdalos here. He just divides it a little differently. He says that we don't count Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheishas Me'amas, as we said before. So his seven are number one, Kodesh L'Chol, two is Or L'Choshech, three is Yisrael La'amim, which he counts as and then he doesn't count, as we said, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheishas Me'amas. Then four is Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedusha Yom Tov Hivdalta, which is relating to Ochal Nefesh, that's Motereni Yontif. Ves Yom HaShvi Mishesh Me'amasa Kidashta refers to Yom Tov Acharon Shochag, which is Chaluk from the 6 days that are previous to it. And then Hivdalta V'Kidashta Samchay Sobek Dusha Secha is the Havdalos between Kohanim and Leviim. So that's how he gets to seven. And it's also Me'en Chasima because it's Kodesh L'Kodesh. In other words, the Havdalah between Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisrael is Kodesh L'Kodesh, which is Me'en Chasima. So that's how either two versions of how we actually do sometimes have seven. The Gemara says you could have three or seven. So on a typical Motzei Shabbos, we have three Havdalos. And on Motzei Shabbos leading into Yantif, we have seven Havdalos.
Do we have the Lashonos in the Torah for the last three?
So that's what the Rush points out, that this is a remez ba'almahu to the Sheva Havdalos, because Mevtzasan Einan Ksuvos Batorah. In other words, as opposed to the seven Havdalos that the Gemara will mention later, which we don't ever say in our liturgy, these are not actually Ksuvos Batorah. So what the Rush seems to be saying is that this is a remez. Really, this is not seven Havdalos. We don't actually ever say all seven Havdalos. And we have a remez to seven Havdalos. This is quasi seven Havdalos. And that's the basis of our Nusach.
Means no, there are no less Havdalos in Ben Yom HaShulishesh in HaMa'aseh. It's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, correct. But that's okay. The Gemara says that's only mentioned because it's Me'in Chasima. It's not actually counted as one of the three. Just an interesting parenthetical point. The Gemara over here mentions two people who both only made a single Havdalah in their Havdalah. They just said Amav Dilei Kodesh L'chol. And they both are people that are associated with Kedusha. One was Rabbeinu HaKadosh and one is Rabbi Menachem Benan Shel Kedoshim. It's an interesting question why the people associated with Kedusha only made a single Havdalah. Maybe both of them were known for their chumras, as we'll see. But it shows you that just because you're machmir in one aspect of halacha or of Torah, and that's a reflection of Kedusha, doesn't mean you should be indiscriminately machmir. So in other areas, like Havdalah, they only said a single Havdalah. That's what they thought was
So the principle of anywhere from three to seven was not established in Rebbe's time.
Well, Rebbe was a machlokas tanaim, actually, the Gemara says. Uh-huh. Rebbe disagreed. Now, again, just a parenthetical point over here. The Gemara asks, why was Rabbi Menachem called Benan Shel Kedoshim? What does Benan Shel Kedoshim mean? So the Gemara answers, De lo istakel betzurta dezuza. He didn't look at the tzura, he didn't look at the image on a coin. So what's wrong with that? So one possibility is he didn't want to get taken away with money, focus on money or images. What's interesting is that Tosfos and Shabbos actually asks the opposite question, which is that this shouldn't be a chumrah, something that was makes a person considered kadosh. This is something that you're chai of medina. How so? Because the Gemara Shabbos, we actually mentioned this before, it's in the sugya of shtari hadiotos. So the Gemara in Shabbos says you shouldn't read the captions under these images on Shabbos. And then it says, v'diukna atzma, the image itself, af b'chol asr l'stakel ba. You may not look at it even during the week, mishim shenamar, al tifnu el ha'alilim. And what does that mean? How does that teach you this? My Talmuda, amar Rebbi Chanin, al tifnu el midatchem. What does that mean? Rashi says, el midatchem, el asher atem osim midas levavchem, the chalal shalachem. Don't turn towards the things that you make up, things from your heart. Now, it's not entirely clear, but the implication here is that it's not limited to Avodah Zarah per se, but anything that's humanly crafted is aser to look at. That's not entirely clear. It could be it refers to things made up for other gods, but the simple reading of Rashi is that it's aser. Now, this is probably an asmachta, at least according to this view, but it's aser to look at images that are humanly made. And that's at least what Tosos assumes initially, in which case he says that there's a stira between our Gemara and Psachim, which says not looking at the Tzura Dezuza as a Chumra, versus the Sugyan Shabbos, which says there's a din, Mikra Din, you may not look at the Tzura Dezuza. Now, Tosfos and Shabbos ask this question, and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah ask this question. They give different answers, and there's a big nafka mina between these two answers. We'll have to see who we paskin like. So, Tosfos and Shabbos answers, "Debeshavi l'shem avodas gelulim amar." When is it aser? When the image was made for idolatry of a lenoi, if it was made for beauty, you artwork, mutter. Unlike probably the simple reading of Rashi, you're allowed to look at artwork. Tosfos says, "Kedemashma may benan shel kedoshim blav mistakli b'tzorta dezuza mechlal de'achrini havim mistakli." So maybe there's an element of kedusha not to look at artwork, or at least at tzorta dezuza, but there's no iser unless it's associated with avodah zarah. So that is the view of Tosfos. That's the in Shabbos. That's the lenient position. But Tosfos and avodah zarah daf nun amud aleph takes a stringent position. Vim tomar ma chasidus ikka bezeh. He asked the same question. What chasidus is there that he didn't look at a coin, at the image in a coin? Ha minan perka shoel diyuk na'atzma sura l'stakel afilu b'chol k'dechsev al tifnu el ha'elilim. And Tosos answers, b'shema b'tzurta dezuza shiragya liros batadir lo shayach ba hafna'a v'afilu hachi lo mistakel shalom adam. So Tosos and Avodah Zarah answers that when it comes to a tsura on a zuz, that really the Yisr is not limited to Avodah Zarah. You can't look at images, maybe like the simple reading of Rashi. So why is it mutter medina to look at a coin? Since it's something that you look at always, so we're not concerned that it will lead you astray. There's just a midas chasidus not to look in that case. So the simple reading of this Tosfos, though again, it's not 100% clear. You could read Tosfos differently. But I think the simple reading of this Tosfos, the Tosfos of Avodah Zarah, is that there's an iser to look at images created by people, even when they are not associated with Avodah Zarah. There's a midas chasidus not to, but there's no, but there's a midas chasidus only when it comes to coins, because since they're so commonly looked at, then there's not a concern. There's not an iser medin. By the way, I think some of the mefarshim point out that this chumrah was not just, you know, for us not to look at our images on the coins wouldn't make much difference for us, because we don't really need to. But some of the Farshim say it was actually a lot of Mr. Snefesh not to look for him not to look at his coins, because you wouldn't be able to tell if they were forged or not. So now the question is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin that there's an Isser even when it's not associated with Avodah Zarah? Or do we paskin like Tosfos and Shabbos that the Isser Medina is only when the images are associated with Avodah Zarah?
You can make us
how do we
in that, because it could be, like, for example, I don't know all that much about Roman coins, but they may have images of Avodah Zarah, but they're not intended on the coins for Avodah Zarah. You know, this may have an image.
Yeah, that would be usher. Well, again, if they. What you're suggesting, I believe, is a middle approach, which it seems that neither Tosfos adopts. Tosfos in Shabbos says the Isser is when Shavya L'Shem Avodas Gililim, right? And Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, that implies at the very least, that the Isser is regardless. And you're suggesting a middle view, yes, which is Isser is when it would be a image of a god, but not made for religious purposes.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. And it might even be what Tosfos and Avodah Zarah means. It's not clear, as I said. So one way or the other, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham, so first of all, a couple of ha'aros. Let's read the Magen Avraham first. The Magen Avraham does understand the machlokas the way I was saying it. Again, it's not clear, and you could read Tosfos differently, but I'll just read you how the Magen Avraham, this is in Simen Shin Zayin Shin Sifkat and Chaf Beis. Hatosfos va'Rash kasu d'davka b'diyuk nasu yilshem avodas elilim over ayin sham. Aval be'avodah zara dafnun kasfu hatosfos dafilu b'chol diyuk nasur. So the minhag is to be makel, like what? Like the Tosfos in Shabbos. Venerally, the Magen Avraham says, first of all, the minhag is lahakel on this, right? We look at images all the time, even as long as they're not religious images. So that's A. And B, even regardless, the Magen Avraham says that the Isser is only a stoklos, not Riyah. This is an idea that the Poskim, a distinction that the Poskim make in a number of places, even in the Sugya of Arayos. We distinguish between the when a Isser is formulated as a stoklos versus Riyah. Here, since the Isser is formulated as a stoklos, right? Af b'chol asr l'stakel ba, so it would be asr to be mistakel, in these images, but just Re'iyah would be okay. So therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, the Minhag Olam, at the very least, is that we look, it's okay to be mistakel in art, and when it comes to Avodah Zarah, even Re'iyah is okay, though histaklos is aser. B'Shulchan Aruch, histaklos means to look with intent, to stare. Mm-hmm. The Shulchan Aruch in over there, or Shin Zayin and Orachaim Sifta Zayin, seems to be Machmir though. And the reason why we're Machmir, in other words, we asked before, why would it be usher to look at images if they're not associated with Avodah Zarah? And the Shulchan Aruch says, because it's a waste of time. But as we said, the Magen Avraham writes the minhag is to be meiko. The Birkei Yosef, though, this is on the Gilyon and the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Membei Sif Tezvav. So the Chida writes, the Hayare is Dvar Hashem, Yachosh Ladas Ha'aruch, Virashi, Viran. In other words, we already said before that Rashi seems to follow the stringent view that it's usher even when it's not associated with Avodah Zarah. And the Chida points out this is also the view of the Aruch, the Ran, the Radvaz, the Asri b'chol tzura de Alma. And then he writes, V'yesh l'katzer b'zeh mishum mutav v'chulei. Okay, I'm not going to write too much about this because mutav shushog again. Like we already said, the Magen Avraham writes that the minhag olam is to be meiko. So the Chida at the very least thinks it's not so pasha to be meiko. So that being the case,
you couldn't look at sculpture according to the
correct. Going to an art museum, for example, would be. I don't even think it's limited to three dimensional. I think it would apply to two dimensional art as well. Case in Shabbos. So going to an art museum. Probably Mikra Adin, assuming that the art is not religious art and it's not a priestistic art. So then according to what the Magen Avraham writes is the Minhag Olam is its mutter. According to Chida, there's Amidas Chasidus, not to, or not even Amidas Chasidus, someone who's Yari is Dvar Hashem should be Machmir. Okay. So that's just an interesting parenthetical point that comes up in our sugya. Turning to the next sugya, the Gemara, starting from Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph towards the bottom to the top of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, discusses what's the chasima of the Havdalah. We've discussed at the beginning of this year, what are the Havdalos that you say? Now the Gemara turns to the question of what's the chasima. The Gemara actually mentioned this a little earlier, and we have a number of opinions. So Rav's opinion was that the chasima of Havdalah was Mekadesh Yisrael. Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael. Not like we have Mekadesh, Mavdil Ben Kosel Chol, but Mekadesh Yisrael. Now, this is a very interesting Shita, Mekadesh Yisrael. Why? We have the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael or Mekadesh Shol Vazmanim on Yom Tif, not on Shabbos, and we always assume, why is that? Because Shabbos Hashem is Mekadesh, so we conclude the Kiddush on Shabbos with Mekadesh HaShabbos, whereas Yom Tif is Niskadesh through Yisrael, who are Mekadesh as a Chodesh. So therefore, on Yom Tif, the Chasimah is Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. So how could Rav say that the Chasima on Havdalah on Shabbos is Mekadesh Yisrael? What does this has to do with Kiddush Yisrael? So take a look at the Rashbam. Rashbam actually tells you this is the view of the earlier Tana, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, but what did he say by Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda? So Rashbam explains, Mekadesh Yisrael, Mikol Olamo, Shiyatzar, Lo Kiddush El Yisrael. Hashem was Mekadesh only Yisrael amongst all the people of the world. Now, why is this Shayach to Motzei Shabbos? Maybe because Shabbos reflects Kedushas Yisrael in a sense more than any other mitzvah. How so? Because really Shabbos is something that should be universal. Shabbos commemorates God's creating the world in 6 days and resting on the seventh. It relates to Brias HaOlam, and as such, on a fundamental level, should really be shayach to the entire world. And yet we know that Yisrael are chayavim on Shabbos, it was a matana given to the Jewish people, and Umos HaOlam, we say Gaisha Shabbos Chayiv Misa. So Shabbos is an expression of Kedushas Yisrael, not that Yisrael are the Mekadshim Es HaShabbos, but Mekadesh Yisrael, because Shabbos is a reflection of Kedushas Yisrael. And that's why the Rav held that at Havdalah you should be Chosei Mekadesh Yisrael. Maybe on Friday night we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, which reflects Hashem being Mekadesh as HaShabbos. On Havdalah we say Mekadesh Yisrael, which reflects Shabbos being a manifestation of Kedushas Yisrael. The Mordechai, though, Tosas and Mordechai,
do we have Rav's stuff in the middle?
I'm sorry?
According to Rav's Chasima, it does not proceed by Me'ein HaChasima if we say Ben Yom HaShul Lishesh Me'ein HaMa'aseh. So did Rav have a different text in the middle?
Perhaps. Well, maybe he just had the three. He wouldn't need the fourth because he doesn't need the Me'ein HaChasima anyway, right? Kodesh Chol Or LaChoshech. I'm not sure. It might be in the Gemara. I have to check. So that's the view of Rashbam. As I said, the Mordechai thinks that's Dochak. So what does he say? He says a fascinating pshat, the Mordechai. He says, no, we have to understand Mekadesh Yisrael like it always means that Yisrael are the Mekadshim. What does that mean? That Yisrael are Mekadesh as a Shabbos. How so? That because they're Shomer Shabbos and they're Shoves B'Shabbos. In other words, it's, we sort of assume that Hashem is the one that grants the sanctity to Shabbos. And at least what Rav is saying is no, by B'nai Yisrael observing Shabbos, they grant sanctity to Shabbos. Maybe, you know, there's two aspects of the Kedusha. There's the inherent Kedusha, that's what we say at Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and there's the Kedusha that Yisrael are Mekadesh HaShabbos, Al Yedei Shmir HaShabbos, and as we say at the end, Mekadesh Yisrael.
By the way, perhaps. I think I remember hearing once that in Yerushalmi, I have no recollection.
Yes, Yerushalmi says that's correct. So yeah. That is correct. The Yerushalmi has this as well.
They
and
say
Agav, Mekadosh, by the way.
HaShabbos, though. They don't say Mekadosh Yisrael, period.
Yeah,
they correct. Say Mekadosh Yisrael.
But that's by Kiddush. By Kiddush.
Only for Kiddush.
And the truth is, I believe, yeah. And the truth is that you could have the same Chakira by Kiddush, When we talk about Kiddush, right, what do we mean by Kiddush? So there's two ways you could say it. One possibility is it's a Shevach, the Hodah, about the Kiddush of Shabbos, about how special it is. And that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. But the Ramban, Al HaTorah, writes that Kiddush is when you're Mekadesh HaSayom, and you're Mosif Kiddusha. In other words, just like a Kiddush based in is Mekadesh HaSayovel, and based in is, let's say, Mekadesh HaSachodesh, so Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's what Kiddush means, to be Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now, it's already Kadosh. So perhaps an analogy to this could be, I think Ravan Luchtenstein made this point, an analogy would be what we say for Bechor. We know that there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh as a Bechor, even though it's already Kadosh on its own. But you could be Mosif Kedusha. and that's the idea. That's the idea of Kiddush Bechor, at least according to one opinion in the Gemara. One opinion of the Gemara even considers it Davar HaNador in the Darim Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It's different. According to the Ramban, the way we're Mekadesh as a Shabbos is by actually saying Kiddush. According to the Mordechai, the way we're Mekadesh as a Shabbos is by observing Shabbos. In other words, Mordechai says we're Mekadesh HaShabbos HaLidei Shmira and Shamor. The Ramban says we're Mekadesh HaShabbos HaLidei Zachor. But either way, the point is that Rav holds, according to these views, that Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh HaShabbos in some way. I saw an interesting answer to this question of what does Mekadesh Yisrael have to do with Havdalah in the Ramami Pano, Simen Yud Ches. He says that why do we say Dafkat Havdalah Mekadesh Yisrael? A person might have thought that as Shabbos leaves, so just like Shabbos is leaving, there's no longer Kedusha Sazman, so too, there's no longer any Kedusha Yisrael, or at least there's a reduced Kedusha Yisrael. As Shabbos leaves, we're not as Kadosh anymore. And therefore, we're we say Mekadesh Yisrael at the end of Shabbos to show that we remain Kadosh. And Yosef Engel adds, he says, because Kedusha Shabbos is the Yisod of Kedusha Yisrael, because Shabbos is Kol Ol HaTorah, that's why Mumer L'Chalas HaShabbos is Mumer L'Chalal Kol HaTorah Kula, and Mechalei Shabbos are called Acherim, because they lose, if you're Mechalel Shabbos, you're considered not a Yisrael to the same degree. So you might have thought that when Shabbos leaves, you're also not a Yisrael to the same degree. There's a loss of Kedushas Yisrael, and that's why we're Chosem with Mekadesh HaShav, Mekadesh Yisrael. One way or the other,
is that to say there is no loss of Kedushas Yisrael when you go from Shabbos to Chol, or does it mean that he's Afal Pichein, we saw Kedushas?
I would assume he's saying there is no less Yisrael after Shabbos ends.
Because I thought that's the idea of when the Neshama Yisera leaves.
That doesn't mean you're less of Yisrael. It means you've lost your Neshama Yisera. Losing your Neshama Yisera doesn't mean you're not a Yisrael.
No. It just means that Levi is more Kedusha than a Yisrael
right,
does.
I understand. No, I don't think that's what he's saying. No, I don't think he's saying that. Either way, we don't paskin like Rav. We paskin like Shmuel, of course, that we are Chosei Mabdil being Kodesh L'chol. It's actually interesting, Rashbam points out, because all the Tanaim earlier in the Gemara gave different chasimos. Shmuel seems to be going out on a limb and arguing with all the other Tanaim. And it's especially strange since we paskin like Shmuel. But the answer that Rashbam says is that it's based off of the Mishnah Chulin. The Mishnah Chulin says that on Yantif or Mekadesh, we're chosim hamavlu ben kodesh l'kodesh, which would imply that on Shabbos we should be chosim hamavlu ben kodesh l'chol. There's another position in the Gemara, Rav Yoshua ben Chanania, who holds that you're chosim Mekadesh Yisrael v'amavdil ben kodesh l'chol. Not only that, but if you say that chasima, you're marichin oyama v'shnosav, but we don't paskin either. The reason why we don't paskin like this according to Tosos, is because we never have two chasimos. Ein chosmin b'shtayim. And if even though it's a very beautiful chasima, to say, to sort of combine the two opinions and to say, Mekadosh Yisrael v'amavdu b'kod shulchol, but we never have a dual chasima.
What about the Yomim Noraim? Melech HaKol Haaretz, Mekadosh Yisrael, you know, Yom HaKippurim?
Right, that's a great question. So the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Tes discusses this question, and that's considered a single chasima. And it's actually, though not for now, very telling that that's considered a single chasima and not considered a chosmin b'shtayim. So it's an excellent ha'ara and something to think about, especially as we're getting closer to the Yom Noraim, about the nature of the Kedusha on that day.
It seems to me, except from what you just told me, I would have thought for sure that's considered two different themes.
Yes.
Both Shaykh to Yom Noraim, but...
Correct. It's a great point, but the Gemara seems to unequivocally conclude, though it is a debate, that in Chosmin B'Shtayim. So that needs to be worked on.
Do we know for sure the Gemara would have Ar Chasima Yom Noraim?
Well, I don't, but it would be strange that we would have a Chasima set slowly with the Hilchasa. But it's something that's only worth considering. The Gemara has an interesting story over here. That when Ula came to town, to Pumpadisa, Rav Yehuda wanted to know how he made Abdallah. So he sent his son Rav Yitzchak to go find out. So how was he going to figure it out? So he brought him a basket of fruits. How is that going to help? Presumably because if he brought him a gift of fruits, the proper thing to do would be to eat one, but you can't eat before Abdallah. So this way they would be able to sneak in and figure out what he made for Abdallah.
It was after Shabbos he brought the fruits. Maybe he made Abdullah right away. And it was before Shabbos went out, then how's he going to carry the fruits?
I guess there was an Erev. Or maybe he made Abdullah first, but probably there was an Erev. The Gemara implies that that you should have an Erev. It's bad to a city. If you can make an Erev in a city, you should make an Erev in a city. So anyhow, he watched him make a, so Rav Yehuda didn't do this. Instead, he delegated Abaye to do it. And Abaye did it, and he saw that he was mavdil ben kodesh l'chol the sula. It's a debate between Rashi and Tosfos what that means. One way or the other, though, that was the Abdallah. So Ula chastises his son. He said, "You're very arrogant to send someone else on your mission. And now this halacha will not be said in your name, but will be said in the name of Abaye." In other words, you could have been part of this shalshalas hamasora in transmitting this halacha, and you've lost out because you were lazy, you're arrogant. So the Gemara over here, on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, going on to Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, begins discussing the structure of brachos. And there are a lot of very important halachos that come up over here. So one of the discussions is the principle of bracha smucha l'chaverta. The Gemara says that bracha smucha l'chaverta does not have to begin with baruch. Why is that? So if we take a look at Rashbam, he says...
This is the bottom of Kuf Dalet still?
Kuf Dalet of a base, yeah.
Oh, Kuf Dalet
of a base. Yesh Maschal Yesh Mehen, Shechosmin, Ve'eno Poseach, Kegon Brachos Mul Chaverta, Sheharei Potarta Rishona, Sheniftecha Bebaruch. So interestingly enough, Rashbam says that Brachos Mul Chaverta doesn't need to begin with a baruch because... The bracha, the baruch of the previous, the initial bracha of the previous bracha exempts it. As opposed to Tosfos, it's Dibras HaChutz, which is a long Tosfos, don't read to the whole thing. But Tosfos says that the reason is because the chasima of the previous bracha counts for its baruch, which in a sense is much easier to hear because the chasima is right before this, though the chasima doesn't have malchus, so it's a little less pashut. Anyway, one way or the other, smuchel chavrata doesn't need to begin with the baruch. Now, the Gemara over here notes that an exception to this is the fourth bracha of Birkas Hamazon, the bracha of Hatov VeHameitiv. Hatov VeHameitiv does not, is really strange in both ways. Number one is it's posech bebarach, even though it's seemingly samach l'chaverta. And number two is it's not chosen bebarach, even though it's seemingly a bracha aruka. So there's two idiosyncrasies here. So in terms of the second question, why isn't it chosen bebarach? So most Rishonim say that really it is a bracha ktsara. Aye, it's many words. Yeah, but thematically, it's a single theme. And it's just that there's a practice, as the Gemara says, to say shalosh malchios, and, you know, so we say u'etiv, u'metiv, u'etiv, and we have shalosh malchios, and the like. But really, thematically, that's what Rashbam says. It's a short bracha. Now, why is it posech bevarach? So the truth is that if you look in the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says that the reason why we say Amen after Uvnei Yerushalayim is to be mechalik between the first three brachos that are deraisa and Hatov HaMeitiv, which is derabanan. But Rashbam over here, as well as Tosfos, goes further. Rashbam says that basically Birkas Hatov HaMeitiv is an independent bracha. We say it after we eat bread, but it's not really, in a certain sense, part of benching. I'll just read you the way the Rashbam puts it. It's the bottom Rashbam on the page. Birkas Hatov HaMeitiv, de Birkas HaMazon, afagav de smuchel chavrta, shevei hiskel be Birkas HaMazon, afal bichein poseach ba bebaruch, misham de bracha be'an peinafsha iskin. It's an independent bracha, mishim haruge beitar, shenitnu l'kvura, hatov shelo srichu, ba'meitiv shenitnu l'kvura, avalanu marichim baktas, kedei lomar shal shmachlios, kedei mefarish beperek shal shachlu hilkach, kulachad odahi, kebirkas haperos, kebirkas hamitzvos, velo ba'yachasima. So Rashbam basically says that fundamentally it's an independent bracha that we say after benching. It's not really even almost a part of benching. There's a tshuva, the Beis HaLevi, about that.
I mean, yeah. The fact that Polim were theoretically allowed not to skip it shows that it was never made.
That might be a reflection of that, correct.
Yeah.
That might just be because it's Durabanan, and they were makel on a Durabanan, but what you're saying might be true as well. So the Gemara says we have a kash on Ula. Remember, Ula just said Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, and this principle is a kasha nula. What's the kasha? So according to Rashbam, the problem is that it's poseach bebarach the lo chasim bebarach. He just said Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. So Tosfos says that doesn't make any sense because then it would be a bracha ktsara. Now it's true that's what the Gemara answers, but that's pretty obvious. Why would we even have had this hava mina? So Tosfos says no. What Ula actually said was Hamaldu Kol Shachol Bin Or LaChoshev Chen Yisrael Amim, and therefore the Gemara's question is: so it should really, it's a bracha ruka. It should require a chasima. To which the Gemara answers no. That this is really, even though again it's wordy, it's a bracha ktsara. It's similar to Birkas HaPeros because thematically it's a single theme. It doesn't have any bakasha or the like. It's just a recitation of Havdalos. And therefore, at least Ula held that you would say, Amadim Kod Cholbin Orla Choshim Al Yisrael Amim, and that's it. There was no Chasiba. Tosfos over here addresses a number of questions, a number of brachos that seem to violate the rules of brachos. We won't go through all of them, but let's consider a couple of them. So the first issue Tosfos brings up is Elokai Neshama. What rule does Elokai Neshama violate? The answer is that it's a bracha ruka, and it's not poseach bebarach. We just start with Elokai neshama. So Tosfos answers that there are certain types of brachos that don't keep this rule, like Elokai neshama. Another example he has is Tfilas Hadarech. And his answer is, V'yesh lomar she'enan brachos el shevach v'tfila be'alma. And since it's only shevach v'tfila be'alma, so therefore, it doesn't require, it's not really a bracha, even says, obviously it's a bracha, but it doesn't need to follow the rules of brachos. Because it's only a shevach v'tefillah. Meiri gives a similar type of answer with actually a little more detail. I'll read you the way the Meiri puts it. And the Ramban more or less says the same thing also on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Med Aleph. Tzarech sheteda. Sheyesh brachos she'ein smuchos ve'ein matbea arach ve'ein an poschos bebarach. Kegon tefillah k'tzara. So that's the Mishnah in brachos. The Mishnah Brachos says if a person's walking through a jungle and you know they don't have time to stop and daven a proper Shmona Esrei, so they say a tefillah k'tzara. What's a tefillah k'tzara? So there are actually a bunch of variations of this. The one that's mentioned in the Mishnah is Hosha Hashem Es Amecha Sheris Yisrael B'chol Parshas Ha'ibor Yutz Rachechem Lefanecha Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. So it's not poseach bebarach, it's chosin bebarach, no psicha bebarach. And that's because just a bakasha. Another example is tefillas haderech. A third example, he says, is birkas geshamim. Birkas geshamim is not a bracha that we say frequently, certainly not in chutz la'aretz, it's a gemara and brachos on daf nun tesmid beis, that when there's significant rainfall, enough rain that when the droplets hit the puddles on the ground, they sort of greet each other like a bride and a groom. So there's a bracha that you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu Al Kol Tipa V'Tipa She'oradta Lanu V'Ilu Finu Male Shira Kayam L'Shoneinu Rina Kamon Galav Zoseinu Shavach Merch Berkia. It goes on and on. Some of Nishmas comes from that, mostly of Nishmas, and you conclude Berav. Zantanu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kel Rov HaHodaos. So there's a chasima, there's no psicha. Another example of this principle. So what's the idea here? The Meiri explains, She'osan HaBrachos Einan Brachos Kvuos Ela Sheniskenu LaHargilas Adam L'Shabeach HaBorei V'lo Diktiku Bahem V'chein Elokai Neshama Sharishonos La Nemru al Hanatila, saying it's not for that. So it's interesting, very interesting lashon. In other words, these brachos are to be margil a person that when they need something to be mevakesh, when they experience a yeshua to be moda. But therefore, they don't need to follow the rules. The truth is, the Rambam writes that all brachos are meant to be margula person, so that they're always thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. But anyway, that's the first answer. First answer to these approaches are there are certain types of brachos, like Elokai Neshama, like Tefillas Haderech, that don't follow the rules, and it's okay. But other Rishonim work very hard to show that there are actually no exceptions to the rules. So the Rush, for example, this is in a tshuva, writes, Ein lahafsik bein asher yatzar lalokai neshama, lefi sheismuch lachaverta. Lachain ein posachas bebaruch. So no, Elokai neshama is smuch lachaverta. Why? You say asher yatzar, and then Elokai neshama. And that way it's smuch lachaverta. Now, that's not the simple reading of the Gemara Brachos, because the simple reading of the Gemara Brachos sounds like when you wake up, you just say Elokai Neshama, sort of like we say Moda Ani. The Gemara says you just say Elokai Neshama. Maybe the Rush is not saying this Medina, I'm not sure. But the Rush says that we do want to make all Brachos Smuchos L'Chaverta, and therefore Elokai Neshama is Smucha to Asher Yatzar. The Ravid has a extraordinary answer. It's quoted in the Tosafot HaRosh and Brachos, Daf Samach on the base. The Ravid Kasav, the Hismucha Lebirkas Hamapil Chavle Shena.
What?
The Shena Lo Have Have. Yes. It's a smucha l'chaverta.
Smucha, you slept in between.
Okay, so maybe just like Pesukei Dezimra isn't to have sex, so too Shena isn't to have sex. That's correct. You're saying it's a very interesting position in terms of what constitutes a have sex. The truth is that it's not, in the Lashon of the Gemara, you sort of get that impression. The Lashon of the Gemara in Daf Samach on the Beis and Brachos is, Hanechnas Lishon Amitaso, Omer, Hamapil, Baruch Hamapil, Chevle, Shein al Einai, Usnum al Fapai, Kimitar, meaning when you wake up in the morning, Omer Lokai Neshama Shenasatabi. So they're, you know, one right after the other. But yes, you're correct that it's very fascinating in terms of what constitutes a hefsek. So anyway, so we have three answers, more or less, to how to understand Elokai Neshama. Another illustration of this machlokas relates to Tfilas Haderech. Tosus gives another example of this, is Ata Hu Ad Shelo Nivra Ha'olam, that's also Na Posech Bebaruch. Now, the truth is, the way we say it, you could say it's Smucha L'Chaverta. This is less of a problem for the other Rishonim, because that bracha of Mekadosh Shimcha Barabin isn't even mentioned in Shas. That's why many Rishonim say that you should be chosen. You shouldn't even say B'Shem Malchus. But another example.
What is it? Samach too?
Berachas Hashachar.
Ma'avir. Was that?
Yeah, Berachas Hashachar.
Well, mean the very last one.
Yep.
Uh huh.
Now again, that's probably
even
not
going to be the Gemara though.
Because in the times of the Gemara, they said Berachas Hashachar as they were going, not in Shul probably, but anyway, it's not a bracha that's Medina Digmar. So, but again, the bigger problem is going to be Tfilas Haderech. So, if you're going to take the school of thought that everything has to be Smucha L'Chaverta, how do you deal with Tfilas Haderech? That is a Dina Digmara. So the Rabbeinu, the Torah actually has in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Yud has three approaches to this question. The Torah and the Beis Yosef. The first approach he has is the real, like we said, that it doesn't need to be Poseach Bebaruch, because something that's a tefillah be'alma, she'mispala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'yolichenu l'shalom, is not actually a regular bracha, and therefore it doesn't need to be Poseach Bebaruch. Fine. But then he has two more answers. The Marami Runberg said that he was very makbid to make sure it was smucha l'chaverta. So how would he do that? So beheshiv shehu somech osa leolam laachas min abrachas haposachos bebaruch kegon laachas meos and berchos da'asher nasam asach levina. That was if you were leaving on your trip before you daven shachris. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if you're leaving on your trip after you daven shachris, so have some food and say bracha achrona. Or he doesn't say bracha rishona because he's concerned that would be a hafsek, the eating. Or go to the bathroom and say an asher yatzar. As according to Marami Rodenberg, you should figure out a way how to make it smucha l'chaverta. So even though it's a big chiddush, because the Gemara doesn't say this at all, the Gemara doesn't say anything at all, but he's saying, no, we have this principle, things have to be smucha l'chaverta, so figure out a way to make it smucha l'chaverta. Very similar to what the Rosh said in Tshuva about Elokai Neshama.
A question.
Yeah.
We said that the reason why the fourth bracha of Birkas Hamazon does begin the bracha because it's really thematically disjoint from the preceding bracha. So if you're going to have that position, then...
Correct. So obviously, you're making an excellent point, which is obviously the Marami Rotenberg held that there doesn't have to be thematic continuity to be Samach L'Chaverta, and that, in fact, is in Machlokas over here. Marami Rotenberg held that to be Samach L'Chaverta, you just have to be saying it after another bracha, and it could be any bracha, and it doesn't matter. That's absolutely
so. According to him, with the reason why I mean, obviously, if you have a bracha katsara, which is some kaperta, if you take away the baruch, then you have no baruch at all.
Well, we're going to talk about that in one moment. Tosis is going to get to there. So just hold up on that question. There's a third answer that the Beis Yosef quotes to Tfilas HaDerech from Rabbeinu Yonah. And he said that the time of Mishom de Chobracha Shemekoma Hismucha Lachaver Taksha Omer Asa Befne Atzma Omra Kimoshi Bimakoma. In other words, Tfilas HaDerech is really Shema Koleinu, Shema Tfila. And in its normal place, it is Samach L'Chaverta. So it doesn't matter that this time it's not Samach L'Chaverta, which is an interesting idea. And there are actually other examples of that we'll consider momentarily. So how do we paskin on the Shaila? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud Sivav cites the Maharam Rotenberg. He also notes, though, that you should only say it once you're Machzik Baderech. So like we said, that would be, you could say, Borei Nefashos or the like. Even though the Shulchan Aruch does quote that view, the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sif Katan Chaf Ches, writes that you don't have to do this. If you can't do it, if you can't make it Smuchel Chavrata, you should say Tfilas HaDerech anyway. And you can't always make it Smuchel Chavrata. You might not always be able to say an Asher Yatzar or drink or something like that. And therefore, you could say it anyway. Why? Because Kama Rishonim Sovrim de Trumas Hadashin Ein Sricha Shetiyas Muchel Chaverta. Either because of the position of the Ri, that it's just a Bakasha, or because of the position of Rabbeinu Yonah, one way or the other, it's okay. Tosus over here also quotes, concerning Borei Nefashos, that the Yushalmi concludes with the Chasima. Now, what would that depend on? We, of course, the Bavli doesn't mention a chasima. The Yerushalmi does have a chasima. So the Beis Yosef says that depends on the meaning of Borei Nefashos. Is it a multi-theme bracha or a single-theme bracha? So the Beis Yosef writes that Tosfos, who says that you should be chosein based off the Yerushalmi, is because Tosfos and Bracho says that Borei Nefashos is a multi-theme bracha. What does it mean? Borei Nefashos Rabos V'Chasronan, according to Tosfos and Brachos, means God created the things or gave us the things that we need to live, like Lechem and Mayim, She'iyaf Shar Belohem. V'al Kol Masha Bara L'Chayos Bahem Nefesh Kochai means delicacies, things that we don't need. Kolomar Al Kol Masha Ba'olam Shegam Im Lo Bara'am Yicholin ha'olam lachios belohem. Shalobur am kiim latainog ve'alma kemo tapuchim. Okiyote ban. Now there is Borei Nefashos Rabos Chasronan is thanking Hashem for two things. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us the things we need, like water and bread. And also, thank you, Hashem, for giving us the things that we don't need, but we do enjoy, like fruit. And therefore, since we're thinking Hashem for two types of things, so then you should need a chasima. That's what the Beis Yosef writes in terms of Tosis and Havana. L'maisa, we paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah that since it's a suffix, the Bavli doesn't mention the chasima, the Yerushalmi does mention the chasima, so we say a chasima, but we omit the shame because of suffix brachos lehakel. Tosfos also deals with the issue of the brachos on Haftarah, specifically the brachos achronos. He says, if you look at the Siddurim, it looks like on Shabbos there are five brachos, but really there are four brachos, because ne'eman ata Hashem Elokeinu ne'eman nidvaracha is just a continuation of the previous bracha of tzur kol amim tzadik b'chol doros. And then he talks about Sheva Brachos. So there are a lot of questions about Sheva Brachos. The most obvious question is, why does the seventh Bracha of Sheva Brachos begin with Barachat Hashem Asher Baras Asam V'Simcha if it's Samach to the sixth Bracha of Nesameach Hasan V'Kala? Rashi answers, because you say that seventh Bracha without Panu Chadasho. So since it's sometimes said independently, it is poseach bebaruch. Then Rabbi Tam says, what about the fourth bracha? Why does it begin with Baruch Ata Hashem if it's sum up to the third bracha of Yotzer HaAdam? And he answers, Rabbi Tam answers, that anytime you have something that's samach to a bracha ketzara, this is what Moshe was saying before, then it doesn't apply the principle of bracha smucha l'chaverta, because otherwise it would sound like one long bracha, right? Imagine if we did apply the principle. So what would it sound like? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam yotzer ha'adam asher yotzer as adam b'tzalmo. We wouldn't notice that this is a new bracha. So therefore it has to start with baruch. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam says that if I'm right, then it turns out that Birkas HaTorah that we say in the morning is two brachos, not three. Because Harevna can't be samach to the first bracha of Lasok B'Divrei Torah, because we never have applied the principle of samach l'chaverta except to a bracha aruka, that's chosin b'barach, and not to a bracha ktsara. So therefore he says, halach l'maisa, you can't say amen to it, you can't be mafsik between the two. And he explains that's, so then he says, well, what about, let's say, Hallel? The bracha that concludes Hallel is Yehallelucha, right? It doesn't start with a baruch, even though it's samach to a bracha ktsara of lekros Hallel. He says, no, there, since you have the psukim of Hallel in the middle, it doesn't look like one long bracha. And they're not mafsik. Psukim aren't mafsik, like the Gemara says, that kriyashma is into hafsik between avaraba and emes b'yatziv. So therefore, it's okay. Lamai Satosa says that Yerushalmi doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. He says that one of the problems with Rabbeinu Tam's theory is the bracha that we say at the end of Hallel at the Seder, and he deals with that issue. All right, there's a lot more, but maybe we'll stop over here for today, and next time we'll begin with the sugya of Shabbos Kava L'Nafsha on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.